Hello everybody, thanks for coming to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. This is about the return of Tariq Rahman to Bangladesh. So just a few days ago, Mr. Rahman flew from London, where he's been living for, 17 years, back to his native Bangladesh. So he's the son of Khaled Zia, who just died. He's obviously very involved in the Bangladesh National Party, which his family has dominated from its foundation in 1978. I remember his father was president. So surely the only person in the world to have a father who was president and a mother who was prime minister. His mother just died yesterday. So Rahman is 60 years old, and he is the leading figure in the Bangladesh National Party, or the BNP hereinafter. His mother had spent some time in prison when she's found guilty of pilfering monies intended for an orphanage, but she was acquitted on appeal and so on. She said that she was unjustly imprisoned by trumped up charges by a kangaroo court. And actually, after Sheikh Hasina fled to India, a court ruled that Khaled Azia was innocent as a lamb. And Mr. Rahman, he was arrested before he fled to London and charged various things. That was dropped in return for a pledge not to take part in political activities. So he's lived in the UK for years. He's married. He's got a daughter who's a barrister now. And in one document, he said he took British citizenship, which others say that's wrong. And he now he says, no, I didn't actually. But why on earth would he say it if it weren't true? Because some people say that should rule him out of Bangladeshi politics. You've got to have undivided loyalty. I'm not even sure Bangladesh allows dual citizenship. India does not permit dual nationality, for example, whereas Pakistan does. So some countries allow it, others don't. So coming on to him. So the family's deadly enemy, Sheikh Hasina, was brought down by widespread protests that shook the country to its foundations in 2024. Over 1,400 people killed by the security forces. They still couldn't contain it. Anyway, Sheikh Hasina, she ran away to India, where she lives to this day. So, Tariq Rahman, is he going to take over? So the Bangladesh National Party, see, people say they're poised to win elections in a few weeks. The last other office and coalition, the Jamiat-e-Islami, which is the real Islamic fundamentalist country. And this is a country that's over 90% Muslim. That's really saying something, who really want a Sharia law. Because apparently it's actually not a death penalty offence to insult Islam or to apostate. It's only Bangladesh only cause offence. Nevertheless, Jamiat-e-Islami people will murder you if you're doing so. And obviously they have some sympathizers, the police and the judiciary, no action will be taken. So the Hindu community will be bracing themselves, be worried about this. And they had a very rough time. The last time the BNP was in office, they more turned towards the Awami League. That was the party that led Bangladesh out of Pakistan. And our whole idea of Pakistan is as a homeland for Muslims. So where does it leave you if you're a non-Muslim? So I know when Pakistan's trying to keep a hold of Bangladesh, they're saying, oh, it's a Hindu conspiracy. Of course, there was an element of truth in that. And the Hindu community really got hammered by the Pakistani army. Many of them murdered, many of their girls raped and so on in 1971. I know it happened to the Muslim community even more, but disproportionately fell on the Hindu community, often with that zamindari class, which didn't help their case, bit of envy about their wealth. So it'll be seen to be bad news for the Hindu community if the BNP come back into office. People might think they can commit crimes against them with impunity. So Mr. Rahman's return from abroad comes with interesting timing. It was just days before his mother expired. Perhaps he was informed that his mother's death was imminent, so he came as a last chance to say goodbye. But why didn't he come back sooner? Sheikh Hasina was chased out a year ago. Maybe didn't feel entirely secure. There's a lot of political violence. Remember, his father was assassinated. Sheikh Hasina's father was assassinated. So there's still some Awami League diehards and so on. So perhaps he thought it was not safe to return. Is his security guaranteed? But now that Sheikh Hasina has been sentenced to death in absentia, perhaps he thinks the judiciary and security forces are firmly on side. Now, others say he was not very courageous in waiting just so long. And he was greeted by millions lining the streets. These were scenes redolent of what occurred in Pakistan in the summer of 1988, when another South Asian dynast came home before elections that were predicted to bring her and her party back into government. And that's Benazir Bhutto, okay, leader of the Pakistan People's Party. Remember, her father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was briefly president, then prime minister, then ousted by a military putsch, and the military junta had him sentenced to death and hanged in 1979. She was in prison for a few years, Benazir Bhutto. Then she was allowed free and to go to the capital of the old colonial metropole, London, where she spent several years in banishment before it was safe to return. So the ostracism of Tariq Rahman is over. But, you know, anything can happen. It's not guaranteed this party will win. There could be some stumbles, and the danger against him is not gone. So, yeah, we shall see. And I'm not sure who the Bangladeshi community in the United Kingdom supports. I know as that woman is a Labour MP for a London constituency around Golders Green, and she's her aunt was Sheikh Hasina, and she's had to resign from her junior ministry over claims that she was involved in her aunt's unethical activities. And so the Bangladeshi community in the United Kingdom is only about 1% of the population. British Bangladeshis, they're mostly British citizens. They're heavily concentrated in London, particularly East London, you know, Brick Lane or Banglatown, as it's colloquially known. I'm not sure if they plump more for the Awami League or more for the Bangladesh National Party. That's it. We shall see. We live in interesting times. What do you think, Tariq Rahman? Good egg or not? And the Bangladesh community in the United Kingdom tend strongly towards Labour, partly because of urbanity, because they live in London, which is a very Labour city, and their white neighbours and their black neighbours and so on would tend to be Labour voters as well. Okay, so there's that. The Muslim community in general leans towards Labour, especially now Iraq and Afghanistan are over, even more so than they did before. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.